Most people know him as the man who killed Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. Very few know him for what he was, an actor. On a farm in Maryland, on May 10th, 1838, John Wilkes is born to a family of actors. On May 1st, 1852, a book is published called Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was a book written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, an abolitionist. It was about her hard time being a slave. It provoked many in the South, and because of this, the North was angered at the South and how they were living. Because of this, the North and South kind of had a small civil war about if slaves were correct to have. December 2nd, 1859. John Brown is to be hung, and John Wilkes Booth was there as a guard. He witnessed the death of John Brown. Here is a very important time that happened. November 21st, 1860. The election of Abraham Lincoln. He's elected president and inaugurated in March 6, 1861, and by that time, there's been 7 states that have seceded. The date, February 18th, 1861, around a year later, is when Jefferson Davis is elected the leader of the Confederacy. A little bit later, April 12th, 1861, the Civil War has begun. July 21st, 1861. At this time, this is when the Battle of Bull Run took place. It was the first actual, important battle of the Civil War. Most thought it was going to be an easy battle and set up picnics to watch the battle. It was the exact opposite. Confederates won the battle, and it was not easy to fight the war. March 19th, 1862. At this time, John Wilkes Booth was arrested. He was arrested because he made bad remarks against the president, aka President Lincoln. Sometime between then and August 23rd of the same year, he broke out, or, parole, or whatever. But then he was acting as a spy. During the Civil War, he acted as a spy for the Confederacy. He was a very successful actor in the North and South, making it much easier to find information about the Union. Emancipation Proclamation. This happened January 1st of 1863. This is when Lincoln gave the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing all of the slaves. But then, the South surrendered on April 9th, 1865. Robert E. Lee surrendered in the house of William McLean. But on April 14th, John Wilkes Booth assassinated Lincoln. On Good Friday of April 14th, 1865, Lincoln was at Ford Theater watching a play. Booth snuck up and shot Lincoln in the head. Booth broke his leg by jumping out of the president's box and exiting the building, shouting, "Sic semper tyrannis," which translates to, "So it is always with tyrants." On April 26, 1865, John Wilkes Booth is executed. He's tracked down to the Garrett Farm, 12 days after the murder, and is killed because of the murder he committed against the president. That's about it. All the events that happened in his life, well, most of them anyway, and the important things that happened during it. Well, up until its death, that is.